This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder. Appel is in for Hawk while he gallivants around England. Crowder's here. Solan is here. Jimmy's here as well. It's National Pie Day. Nobody cares about that. But what we do care about, besides the fact that I think today is Rebecca Black's birthday or the anniversary of the song Friday coming out, besides that,
who?
Rebecca Black.
Who is that?
You know who Rebecca Black
is. You know, remember that Friday song? Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Chilling in
Rebecca
the front
Black?
Seat. Sitting in the back seat.
I will say, props to her. Huge turnaround. Huge comeback.
Yeah.
Because she was a clown, right? Like, she was just a clown. Huge comeback. She was on stage with Katy Perry. Apparently, funny enough, Hawk sent us this. She's opening for Katy Perry on a tour, or they're touring together, or something like that.
I mean, a real come up
what
for
is she
Rebecca Black.
What does she sing?
Stop.
Friday?
Come on, Crowder. Come on.
You know who Rebecca Black is.
Are y'all going to play it? Because I've never, y'all's renditions are
we
terrible.
We just sang it for you.
Friday. Everybody goes on Friday. I don't know what that's going to be. What are y'all talking about?
Yeah, you
about?
Do. You know that song.
Can't believe it. We have to play like the full song
the
for him. Oh, come on, man.
Never heard that song before in my life.
Nope. I don't believe you.
This song should have been uploaded just at the hook. Like, why? Who would upload the entire song?
She has to get a bowl and get cereal. That's she's famous off this song? Gotta make my mind up. Off, man, this is garbage.
Well, yeah, that's why it went viral. That was the whole point. When like 2012, 2011, when it was a thing, that's the whole point. It's terrible.
Oh, and she opens for Katy Perry?
Well, the thing is, I think she was taken advantage of as a child because nobody willingly performs that song as like a serious thing, right? Like they put that out as a serious song, and there were like a few others with the same like producer. And this one just happened to go viral for how obviously hilarious and horrible it is.
Oh, okay. It makes sense.
She was
okay.
She was a punching... She was the punchline for, like, pop diva, young pop divas for years. Like, Rebecca Black, she was a punchline for years. Everybody made fun of her, but she kind of rebranded herself now as an adult. And I don't listen to her music, truthfully, but I did see she's touring with Katy Perry. I mean, that's got to mean something. I believe Katy Perry is one of the biggest pop icons in the world, pop stars in the world.
Yeah. Great Super Bowl show. Yeah. Left Shark.
Yes.
Timely references. Yeah.
Now, Katy Perry's talented, but this Rebecca Black, she's complexion for the protection. If y'all know what that means.
Well, in addition to all of that, today is also National Potato Chip Day. Lee Sterling, by the way, will join us later on this hour. Today is National Potato Chip Day, and Jimmy's here, of course, as he always is. And Solana and I were having our pre-show meeting earlier today. Very in-depth. We discuss every little word, every little thing we're going to talk about. And Solana, I think, came up with a great bit to celebrate National Potato Chip Day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Poe.
You're welcome.
Glad we brainstormed that. So here's my plan, Crowder. I don't know if this can be a reoccurring game show that we do, but my plan was, since we like to bet on this show, National Potato Chip Day, we could have somebody on talk about potato chips. We've done that already. We could play a best of, but then the Texters are mad that, you know, we're just playing old material. So Jimmy is here, and since the 305 alarm was disbanded because Jimmy put zero effort into it, I've been trying to figure out another way to do something with Jimmy where he isn't just falling asleep next to me. And here's what I came up with. National Potato Chip Day. We have a vending machine here at the studio. So I'm going to send Jimmy. I sent you and Appel a picture, and I'm putting it up here on our video feed, and I'll post this later. I'm going to send Jimmy to the vending machine, and once he leaves the studio, Jimmy, all you're doing is going to the vending machine and picking out a bag of potato chips. There's several options. Doritos, Cool Ranch, Doritos, Nacho Cheese, Tostones, Ruffles. Like, it's all the classic potato chips are in our vending machines. All you're tasked with is picking what you feel like eating right now. You go, you grab one bag of potato chips. Win-win for you. You're going to get a free bag of potato chips. Crowder's going to sell you the money. And win-win. Crowder, Appel, and I, while you're over there, are going to guess what bag of potato chips you're going to pick. The texters are going to guess what bag of potato chips you're going to pick. And when you come back, hide them on the video feed, and then we'll do a big reveal at the end of the segment.
I like the thought, Solana. I do like the thought, but potato chip day, like, are the tostones and plantains involved? Because those aren't potatoes. Those are plantains.
I don't know. Like, what ground rules would you like to set here? Jimmy, of course, his real name is Jaime Garcia, and he is Cuban. So, you know, platanitos, tostones, couple bags of them in our vending machine. We're in Miami. I don't know. Is that open game here? Can he pick that?
I think he can. I think, like, Jimmy, don't come back with the gushers, right? Like, no Reese's.
That would be so funny. He comes back with grandma's cookies.
And it wouldn't make sense either because it's not National Gushers Day.
I think the Cheez-It is the Cheez-It a chip. You know, like, what about the Cheez-Its? Because Cheez-Its might be my top three off of this picture I'm seeing.
Now, I think that for our purposes, we go, Jimmy can take from any of the top three rows and the baked bag that's right next to Gushers.
Yeah, baked ladies. Right.
Anything on those top three, I'll consider a chip for this. If you guys agree to that.
I'll run through the options here. I'll run through the options. Lay's, classic Lay's. Cheddar and sour cream Ruffles, platanitos, two different types, one with lime, one without. Then there's a bag of salted tostones. And then it's just like classic stuff. Stacy's pita chips. You got Munchies, Cheese Fix, Doritos, Cool Ranch, Doritos Nacho Cheese, Cheetos, classic Cheetos, TGI Fridays, potato skins in like chip form, Cheez-Its, Sun Chips, Cheetos Puffs, and Baked Lay's. So, I mean, that's a pretty solid selection there.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you all a hint. Jimmy's not picking no Baked Lay's. You can take them off. So just the top three rows.
All right. So, Jimmy, you understand what you're doing here, right? Do you need my credit card or you're good? You can do this and then we'll reimburse you.
I could do this.
All right. Yeah, Pell's going to send you the money. So
business expense.
Yeah. So, Jimmy, all you're doing is you're going to the vending machine, you pick out whatever chips you want, a bag of chips, and bring them here, but hide them so I don't see them, and then we'll figure it out.
Got it.
All right.
All right. We'll see you later, Jimmy.
See you later, Jimmy. Have fun. Enjoy.
I want to get out of the room before we start guessing because, I mean, look, I've known Jimmy for a few years now. I feel like I've got this pinned down on where he's going. Is he out of the room, Solana?
Yeah, he's gone. Jimmy's gone.
He's going nacho cheese Doritos. 100%.
No. First, it's going to take an hour and 15 minutes. So we can do this bit at 4:30.
That's the first thing.
Well, right. So, Crowder, really, I just needed a reason to get Jimmy out of the studio. So.
It's going to be 5:15 before he gets back. Oh, I think he's going to throw a curveball.
Here's what happens. He's under a lot of pressure right now, even though all he's doing is buying a bag of chips. He's gonna go way, way out of the ordinary here.
He's going to come back with Skittles.
Like the potato skin TGI Fridays or the Tostones. He's going to try to throw a curveball because he doesn't really know what he wants. He's probably the most indecisive person I've ever met in my life.
Yeah.
I think because he's so indecisive, he's going to keep it simple and go nacho cheese Doritos.
So that's your pick, nacho cheese Doritos.
Yeah.
Okay.
The red bag.
The red bag. Of course, everybody knows the blue bag is the better of the Doritos, but.
Not if it has all the extra seasoning on it. Those are the worst ones. You don't run into that problem with the red bag.
I'm going plantains.
Plantain? Which one?
Plantain chips.
Ooh, doesn't matter. Any of the plantains, you win. I'll give you that. 3-for-1.
I'm going plantains. You brought up his Hispanic culture and all. I'm going plantains. I think he's going to lean into it.
All right. I'm going with cheddar and sour cream ruffles. Classic, but not too plain. And I've seen Jimmy eat that bag before. So perhaps some inside info.
All right, so while we wait for Jimmy to come back from the vending machine, high stakes here. Do we have stakes on this? Like, what are we putting up? Because we have to get to Cat Talk in a moment and headlines as well before Lee Sterling joins us. But what are the stakes for us? Like, what do we get if we win this?
I don't know, Crowder, you have like a Cam Wake signed football that you could give a Pell or I if we win? What do you got?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Tannehill jersey, actually, somewhere in this room.
Nah.
Loser has to split the bag. Split the cost. The two losers have
there
to
we
split
go.
The, cost
right.
of the bag.
There you go.
Two losers have to play for it.
There you go. Boom.
All right. Let's get the Cat Talk while Jimmy decides what chips he's going to bring back on National Potato Chip Day.
Cat Talk is sponsored by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia deal in all Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. So I'd sent this to Appel earlier today. The Cats obviously won yesterday in Toronto, 3-2. They have a double, a back-to-back, I should say, two games this weekend on the road tomorrow in Montreal to face the Canadiens, and they're at the Islanders on Sunday. I'd sent this to Appel earlier today, but I just randomly saw this list that was posted, and it was a list of NHL goaltending leaders over the last 10 games, and number one was Spencer Knight atop all the other goaltenders. Sergei Bobrovsky was number four, but Spencer Knight was number one. Of course, Cats traded him to the Chicago Blackhawks, but Appel, like, we shouldn't be surprised about that, right? We knew Spencer Knight was talented.
Did you see who was number three on that list also?
Anthony Stolarz.
That's the goaltending department of excellence from the Panthers, just spreading their tentacles throughout the league. I mean, the Panthers have former goaltenders all over the NHL. No, I'm not surprised. I mean, Spencer Knight's incredibly talented. He was a first-round pick for a reason. He was a Team USA goalie for a little bit on the youth side for a long time for a reason. He's playing more, and he was playing really well at the end here for the Panthers. So that sample size of the list you told me was 10 games or more, but I think just 10 games. And so that factors in how he's played with Chicago and the last bit with the Panthers. And it's not surprising because he's made some spectacular saves while he's been in Chicago. And again, he played very well before the Panthers ultimately dealt him to the Blackhawks for Seth Jones. I'm happy for him, man. Like, I want Spencer Knight to do well wherever he goes. Still, in my opinion, an all-time Panther. That game five, I think it was, against Tampa Bay in the playoffs a few years ago at home during the COVID-shortened season. It's one of the best, I mean, until these last couple of years, it was one of the best goaltending performances in the playoffs the Panthers had had. And he was making his first career playoff start that night as well. No pun intended. I just had one thing, though. Panthers fan. They're in the anthem. He's not here anymore. All right? Like, it's enough. You don't have to say Knight during the anthem. All right? Like, enough.
Oh, they're still doing that?
Yeah. It's enough already.
That's nice.
When it comes back, when the Blackhawks are in town, feel free, a nice little homage to Spencer Knight. But he's not here anymore, all right? Like, it's not even like he's the third goalie in the AHL. He's literally no longer in the organization. We don't need to do Knight during the anthem anymore.
I love the reclamation stories, and Spencer Knight missed the whole season with the personal issues and all the stuff he was going through, and he came back, and now he's a starting goalie still. That's the thing I like about Spencer Knight.
Yeah, man, he's good. Look, goalies take a long time to develop, and he showed enough flashes here that you know he's going to be a quality starting goalie in the league for a long time, and I wish him all the success except for when they play the Panthers.
Agreed. Appel's right, by the way, Crowder. The Cats already yell red during the national anthem, which makes sense, right? The Cats see red, all that stuff. You have two bits during the national anthem that, like, one is fine. Now you got
a little cutesy.
You got two, and the second one, the guy doesn't even play on your team anymore. That's actually such a great point by Appel, because the last Panthers game I went to, I was like, huh, yeah.
And here's the other part about it. The Panthers played Vegas in the Stanley Cup final a couple of years ago. And like, we shout red during the anthem, they shout Knight because that's the name of their team.
Golden Knights,
and right. So at the home games, people thought that there was a huge Vegas Golden Knight contingent that traveled to Sunrise because the entire crowd was chanting Knight for Spencer Knight when he just flat out wasn't even out there.
A good old call and repeat thing. That's good for fan bases, man. The land of the free and the home of the Chiefs. That's one of my favorite intros to a football game I've ever been a part of. Yeah, that whole the fan interaction. Y'all are haters, man. Fan interaction's amazing. Sing the whole national anthem if you want to.
It's gotten to the point now where it makes me laugh. There's like a smattering of people that after everybody goes red, and they go night, and then the next verse that our flag was still there. There would be like 10 people in the arena that just go, there! And it makes me laugh.
There we go!
It's a little cute.
Get all the punchlines.
Have one thing, not seven things. Especially for a guy who's not here anymore. Thank you for your service, but enough. It's taking a really long time for Jimmy to get back.
No, he's back. He's back. He's back. I just wanted to do headlines on that stuff. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get the headlines, and then we will make the big reveal. We'll reveal what some of the texters had guessed as well. And then Jimmy, hopefully with some pomp and circumstance from our producer, Alejandro Solana, will give us when we reveal what Jimmy brought back from the vending machine.
All right, headlines are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Heat and Celtics do play tonight, 7 p.m. tip-off. So an early tip-off tonight for the Miami Heat. Next five games are extremely tough. We all know that. Boston Celtics are in town coming off a loss, so it's going to be tough. I know the Celtics, they had on their injury report Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Porzingis, Tatum, Derek White. So like half their, pretty much their entire starting lineup is on the injury report, but nobody has been ruled out. And the Heat, everybody's available other than Alec Burks and then the usuals, Drew Smith and Nikola Jokic.
Tough game. Very, very tough game tonight.
You want to guess the line? You want to guess the line, Crowder?
8
Yeah.
Think I'm being nice?
Yeah. Celtics -8 in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a tough game, bro. I'm not going to lie to you. I think I'm learning the points.
Doesn't this feel like, though, like that game that just weirdly the Heat will somehow find a way to eke out? It just feels like, how's that feel?
Josh, we talked about it. Like, this is what's going to happen. We're going to lose to the Bulls and beat the Celtics and beat OKC at one point, then lose to the Pistons. Like, this is the season that we are a part of. But I just think tonight, after watching Boston, knowing Boston, they just lost to the Thunder. Like, I just, this is going to be an ugly one.
In years past, I would agree. The Heat are going to blow leads against Chicago and the Hornets, and then they're going to come back, they're going to go to Boston, they're going to win. Like, in years past, I'd say, yes. I just don't think this is that team this year. Like, I think this is the absolute worst time to play the Celtics. The spirits in the locker room can't be great, no matter what they're saying. Mm. You just got run off the floor by Bogdanovich and James Harden, like, and Zubats. Like, now you're playing the Celtics coming off a loss. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just don't think this is the team where you're like, oh, they'll have this spirited win. They'll show everybody about Heat culture. I mean, they haven't. It would have been the other night. You know, this is just not the season for that.
Just fast forward to the end already with the season.
If they keep playing like they're playing, we're going to have an early exit too. So we'll be fine.
Sim to end.
Inter Miami beat Cavalier 2-0 yesterday. Suarez with a penalty kick and then Messi with a stoppage time goal. So they're into the quarterfinals of the CONCACAF Champions Cup. They'll play on Sunday at Atlanta United. What Chris Perkins was alluding to, by the way, the Dolphins actually losing a compensatory pick. Pelissero had essentially tweeted out that the NFL perhaps made some mistakes. They had some recalculations, a.k.a. they effed up. And the Dolphins actually are being rescinded a seventh compensatory pick, a seventh round compensatory pick. So Miami now has 10 total draft picks instead of 11.
Mm. Yeah. Terrible error.
A lot of damn picks, man. You better hit on something. Even with Perk, like, is it crazy for me to talk about that? Well, I'm not trying to amp myself up, but maybe back in the day, a bunch of rookies used to start for the Dolphins. It seems now like guys don't be, you know, like Chop Robinson doesn't start. Last year, I told Perk, Ronnie Brown started, I started, Matt Ross started, Travis Daniels started, Kevin Vickerson. Like, we had six picks and five guys, like, really contributed to that team.
But I'm not sure if that's, like, an analogous comparison, because that team was coming off 1-15, right? And
no.
Oh, this was after 4-12. This is after 4-12.
This is my rookie year.
This is after Wanstead got fired. Jim Bates was
Took over. Yeah, like, they weren't terrible. Yeah. But Ronnie being a second pick. Okay, second pick's supposed to play, Josh. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Matt Roth, the big defensive end out of Iowa. Who the hell knew he could start?
My point being just that when teams are coming off down years like that and they're kind of resetting, a lot of the young guys are going to get chances. The Dolphins are in win-now mode, so they're not trying to say, oh, can this third-round guy, can he play? It's like the guys they paid, we're going to go all in with those guys and maybe get a contribution from the early guys.
I got you. I was sweet.
For you?
At what?
Well, game one, Junior Seau, Jason Taylor, Channing Crowder, Zach Thomas. I know y'all like to hate on me, Solano. Don't make me drive to the studio. I was sweet, son.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida. It's like 80 degrees. Tonight the lows will be in the 60s. That is your weather.
All right. So really quick before Jimmy reveals. Somebody said on the text line, skinny pop popcorn. Somebody else said Ruffles, Cool Ranch Doritos, cheddar and sour cream Ruffles. Somebody also said classic Lay's guy, and then somebody else said that Solana sucks. So, Jimmy, what is your choice? What did you go to the vending machine on National Potato Chip Day and come back with?
Come on, Jaime.
Wow! Blue Dorito!
Wow. Wow. Nobody got that, right? Nobody got that.
A texter got it.
Jimmy, no. all the options, you go with blue, Cool Ranch Doritos? You're a bum. I thought you loved the Ruffles. I set this game up to win. You love the cheddar and sour cream Ruffles. I've seen you eat 17,000 bags of those over the past 3 years.
No, I like the original Ruffles.
Nobody likes the original Ruffles, man.
You should have gone nacho cheese, the red Doritos, but that's another conversation for another segment. If
I would have picked the regular Lay's, that would have been too easy.
Jimmy, how long did you stare at the vending machine deciding which bag of chips to buy?
70 minutes.
Like 5 minutes.
That's way too long. Lee Sterling is going to join us next on Augment of Crowder.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
It's all right. You know, it's not completely horrible. If I had to rate it out of 100, I'd say a 3 out of 100. I wouldn't say this is actually that good.
Hawk and Crowder.
Welcome back.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
To Hawk and Crowder, Appel in for Hawk while he explores England. Crowder here, Solana here as well. Lee Sterling is a professional sports handicapper. His website is ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports, and he joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Lee, thanks for taking the time. Let's get right to it. Yep. Obviously, still way too early to have a real solid look, an outlook on what the Dolphins are going to look like in the fall, but just wonder how you grade these Dolphins free agency moves so far as we kind of start to map out this season.
I was shocked at a couple of the signings. I mean, Zach Wilson, number one. I think there's like 15, 17 free agent quarterbacks available. And I've seen them live a couple times up in New York and also down here. And not impressed. I mean, really, really strong arm, but Other than that, his decisions and propensity to throw interceptions are real high. And I just thought that of like the maybe the 16, 17 guys that are out there, he was probably 15th out of 17th at best. So that shocked me. He does have decent mobility, but I just didn't think he was the guy talent-wise or the right fit. And then the Liam Eichenberg, I mean, that was mind-boggling. I mean, the Zach Wilson signing was shocking, but when I heard Liam Eichenberg, I literally, my jaw almost hit the ground. I mean, it's hard to grade out centers and guards because, you know, they're blocking, sometimes combo block, sometimes, you know, they're picking up blitzers. It's a little harder to grade them, but not hard to grade guys that are running by you early and often. So one of the worst graded guards by Pro Football Focus. I liked one guy. I thought he was going to be a guy they were going to go after, Patrick McCary, but turned out he must have had a high grade also by a few teams because he was going to be – he's expected to sign for somewhere like in the $8 to $10 million. He signed for over $13 million by Jacksonville. So I think Jacksonville, in that respect, probably did some good homework on a guard. But Liam Eichenberg, even at the minimum, I just don't get it all. I mean, Channing can tell you, when you play every day and you practice against guys and see film, and a guy's not getting the job done for a couple years, I mean, he's a guy that just all of a sudden isn't going to improve, you know, in year four or five. Would you agree, Channing?
100%. I was going to say, you know, you're a handicapper. Liam Eichenberg is moving the win total in the wrong direction in my mind. Like, it was perplexing to me for him to be re-signed. I'm with you. You don't – guys get better in the second, third year. People yep. don't get – like, what, 5 years in, Lee? Like, you don't get better right. 5 years in. I'll agree with you.
Right. And you played against guys. You've never seen anyone all of a sudden, like, in their fourth or fifth year take a quantum leap, right?
No, that
never,
doesn't happen.
Unless, okay, all right.
Certain
yeah,
guys,
James Daniels was the guy, you know, they signed. Me, but... James had an Achilles injury. He's coming off that. I just think that anyone would have been a better option. So maybe they end up cutting him. That could happen. But, you know, the two guys they picked up, I think, the you know, remains to be seen how good they are. So I would give Miami probably a C-minus, D-plus.
And Lee, speaking of like your angle on looking at things, because that's why we love talking yeah. to you, because you look at it from like an analytical, you know, handicapping standpoint. Would a Jimmy Garoppolo,
mm-hmm.
a Andy Dalton,
yeah.
those other names you're talking about, those quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota, would that have moved the win total with the assumption that Tua is going to miss a couple games? We know the history of it, where it's Zach Wilson versus Marcus Mariota, Zach Wilson versus Andy Dalton or Kirk Cousins or one of those other names out there, would that have moved the win total in your mind?
Believe it or not, it wouldn't. So I've looked at these things year after year after year, and they could have signed Marcus Mariota, who's more mobile. Andy Dalton, not real mobile, but, you know, a little bit better with decisions and can probably, you know, in three games win you one, maybe two out of the three games if two is out, but usually the win totals are they don't move at all based on a backup quarterback signing. Now, if they end up finding someone, let's say in the second, third round, you know, let's say that Jackson Dart somehow slips to the second round and they get him, then Miami might be a stronger team and the win total maybe could go up a half a game there. But I just don't see it. So Miami's got a lot of work to do. I probably would have restructured Tua's contract probably again and to free up some more money, and they just have a lot of weaknesses now. They have a lot of holes to fill before the start of the season. Let's see how they draft, how they trade in the draft. Maybe they trade down a little bit, but they're going to need a couple offensive linemen, a couple defensive linemen, and at least one, maybe two safeties.
All right. The website is ParamountSports.com. Again, Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper. Heat Celtics tonight, Lee.
Yeah.
Tough times for Miami. Mm.
We've been there for a lot of games recently. It's been brutal. I mean, Pelle Larsson has been probably the bright spot over the last couple games, and not like he's scoring a lot, just jumping on the ground for loose balls. And when that's happening, when your ninth or tenth guy is the bright spot of the game, that spells trouble. Now, they're playing Boston. Boston, you know, they're coming off of a real emotional game. They were playing the number one team in the Western Conference, Oklahoma City, Wednesday night. Couldn't get the job done, but this is a balanced team. We've seen them. They number three in the NBA in adjusted net rating, including third on offense, sixth in defense rating per dunks and threes. And Miami, I mean, they've lost 8 of 11 games. On the other side, Boston's won 9 out of 10 and 7 and 3 against the spread. Miami's 21st on offense here, 12th on defense. But the problems they have, and Solana and I have seen these games, they have trouble against very athletic long teams. And, you know, when Khalil Ware was playing well, I think they could have matched up against him, but not playing well now, not shooting, no passion at all. Looks like he's playing timid, soft as a pillow. I just think that the top-end scores for Boston are just going to be too tough to start. I mean, when Duncan is on the court with, you know, Hero, you know, sometimes they have to go to a zone, and not that they're not trying, just not probably talented enough. And how about this? The last time they played, February 10th, in Miami, Boston was an 8.5-point favorite, won 103-85, and it wasn't like they shot lights out. They were 45% from the field, 32 from three-point land, still won by 18 points. And Boston was only 8 in that game, 8.5. Now they're 8. I'm going to lay it. I think they win by double digits.
And you have a prop in the game as well, Lee?
Yeah, I'm going to look at Andrew Wiggins. And actually, I thought Andrew Wiggins was playing hard since he came back from being sick. In the last three games, he scored 22 against the Clippers on 9-for-17 from the field. And he only shot 2-for-7 from three-point lane. He was even driving the ball, getting to the free throw line against Charlotte the game before, 19 on 8-for-17 from the field, 1-for-5 from threes. Game before that, first game back after being sick, 22 against Chicago, 9-for-17. Again, been above 50% three straight games and 3-for-5 from three-point land. So I think he's going to be fired up to play, probably cover Brown a lot in this game, maybe a few of the other talented Boston players. And I saw him putting his hands on the ground, and he was diving for balls and getting emotional, and I think he wants to show he belongs. Over under totals 18.5 here, -105. I'm going to take the over on Andrew Wiggins tonight. I think he'll score 22 to 25 points.
Well, they're going to need him to. And yep. Lee, before you go, just wondering, it's almost tournament time, but obviously all the conference tournaments are going on. I know there's a bunch of plays today. I don't know if you have one, but you know, I imagine a busy time for you right now.
Yeah, it is, and you can actually find some value in underdogs in these conference tournament games. So, team called Cal Poly, and I'll never forget watching them in early January. They were in the middle of losing 10 out of 11 games. Now, the record is still not great, but they are 16 and 18. They were nowhere. I mean, turning the ball over, missing shots. Defense wasn't there. But that's why it's important to watch the season and see a team progress. And I watched them a couple weeks ago, and then all of a sudden I'm watching them, and they were coming off a couple losses, and I'm like, wow, this team is different now. So sometimes, even if you don't have a wager on a game, just watching a game, you can see some things. And then I saw something, and I've been on them the last two games. They won 5 straight games. Now they're playing in the conference semifinals here tonight in Nevada, Henderson, Nevada. So it's not like it's in a big arena. It's not like, you know, they're playing, and it's called, the venue is Lee's Family Forum. So small venue, they're playing UC Irvine, who's 27-5, probably already in the tournament. So they're getting a lot of points here. Now, they did lose the last time they played at home. They lost by 9, but in this game, they're going to be getting 10.5 points. And you talk about playing well. What have they done over the last 5 games? As I've really been following, they scored 98, 100, 83, 86, and 96 points. So they're a hot team right now. Nothing to lose here. UC Irvine, not going to be real excited. They've beaten them already this year. So I like Cal Poly here, plus the 10.5.
All right, Lee.
Awesome.
Yep.
Lee Sterling, professional sports handicapper, ParamountSports.com. You can follow him on Twitter at Paramount Sports. One more time, he's taking the Celtics -8 tonight against the Heat. He likes the Andrew Wiggins point total over 18.5, and he's taking Cal Poly in the Big West Tournament semifinal over UC Irvine to cover 10.5 points. Lee Sterling, thanks for your time as always.
All right, thanks, guys. Take care. Have a safe weekend.
You too. Back with more Hockman and Crowder after this.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Is French onion soup a soup?
Hawk and Crowder.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.